you're here. Fellowship's real. Knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, August 19th, 2016. And Jason, there's a tradition with this radio ministry, I guess a 20-year-old tradition. In fact, the very first song we put on the air, April 7th of 1996, I guess a little over 21 and a half or so years ago, was the Hallelujah Chorus. And typically, when that song has played, it has been followed by a God sighting, a new direction that the Lord has led the board in this radio ministry, a story that was orchestrated by God because of the details or the logistics or what happened. I mean, probably every couple years, there's something very significant that has to be kind of shared over the air and disclosed for various reasons. And they're always something that God seemed to just pull together, whether it was because we didn't know how the funds were going to be raised or the timing of the equipment or a frequency that suddenly we wanted to be 6,000 watts and it turned into 50,000 watts like with 89.3. And I could list just the plethora of different things that we play the Hallelujah song and then make the announcement. So with that said, you're hearing the music, which means there's going to be a God sighting story to share in just a minute. Many of you that were tuned in on Wednesday or Thursday, you heard me referring to a board meeting that was being held and that we were going to pray a new direction. I don't know if it was a new direction, a direction that we felt that God was leading us in. And so I'll talk a little about that decision and then what happened, and the announcement will follow in just a second. But here's a song that many of you just love. We've sung it together in a church service during oftentimes the holiday, the Christmas season, and it contains the great lyrics that, yes, in fact, our Lord is returning. He is risen. Hallelujah. And we'll just listen to the song and then prepare to hear the latest God sighting with this ministry of Great News Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. For the Lord God.
and he shall reign forever and ever and ever and ever. Thank you, God, for this song. Thank you, God, for the message in this song. Thank you for this radio ministry that gets to proclaim that message that Jesus Christ is Lord. In fact, this is like a revelation song. Didn't you do a teaching once or share about how we always associate it with the Christmas and the nativity scene, but it's actually about his return, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that song is about his triumphant return back.
Well, I played that song. I guess I had a radio spot airing throughout the day yesterday announcing that there would be an announcement today. I think my board is kind of waiting on how is Mark going to disclose what we unanimously agreed on as a direction that the Lord was going to take us. We've been praying and seeking his leading for about, I guess, over a year and a half, very intentionally. I've learned that word, due diligence. I've been doing a lot of due diligence. It's kind of a legal term or a term that most all of you, I'm sure, are familiar with. It's when you don't want any detail to be left unturned. You're working very intentionally. You're researching. You're getting things validated. You're working behind the scenes. You're getting other counsel or input. It's where you're very diligent in moving forward, that due diligence. And that was one of the things as the board began talking about a center, a meeting place, offices, a new studio for this ministry. Something that could supplement what I've done for 20 years here at home, and in fact even replace it, where that would be our primary studio and office space. It would be a location where our listeners could come and pick up our Great News Radio tote bags or yard signs and program guides and the Tootsie Pop ministry that has gone on for 20 years. Well, it's kind of at a remote tower location, so it's always difficult to get those 30 cases of Tootsie Pops put together. And so now we'll have it basically under one roof, and it'll be a place where people can be greeted. And I don't know, I'm just filled to overflowing. Well, as the board met on Wednesday and we talked about it and prayed about it, there was just this groundswell of enthusiasm and support. And this is a very rich board. And what I mean by that is a variety of men with different life experiences, from business guys to like a retired dentist, you know, a professional, to a doctor, to Phil Shepard with the Moody Broadcasting Network, that's very familiar with radio and 36 years in this industry and serving people. John Jennings, a salesperson, a very personable, Pastor Ken Crawford. So a wide range. He's a pastor and just gifted with different life experiences. So as we gathered and prayed and began talking about where the Lord is leading us and the unique ways of advancing the gospel through the radio ministry, and how could the Great News Radio Center be a vehicle to bless our listeners, we just kind of talked it through and heard and hashed out various ways. And we're calling it our Great News Radio Center. And it will host and house our new and improved, updated studio, along with our offices. And it'll allow us to store things and allow the singing men to have rehearsals there and our theater troupe to gather. And so we're just excited. I actually got the keys on Thursday. We signed the lease agreement Wednesday night. And I was in yesterday working on some ceiling tiles. And we're waiting for the city of Urbana to officially issue a building permit, because we're going to put up a couple walls for the studio and some doors and a window, and we already have our tote bags on display there. And today, at some point, we've been working yesterday, Mary Mosser and my mom, who's in from Arizona, we were labeling some envelopes to send out this announcement to many of our listeners that have written in the last few years. And so that may go out today or tomorrow. And we're starting to get things organized in there. Jim Gunther how the walls would look and the countertops and the studio and where the microphones would be. And so it just seemed like all the facets the last few days have all merged and come together. It's been basked in prayer. I know a lot of our listeners on Wednesday, I made the announcement, please be praying up. God's leading. And you and I have discussed the various ways. I think we said the top 20 ways of utilizing the center to God's glory and the efficiency and the gain gathering place. And I don't know if I've announced yet that it's going to be at Lincoln Square Mall, the very place that we hosted our 20th anniversary celebration. So it'll be right near the food court. It's called Unit 112, and it has two big bay windows in front of it. You'll see our tote bags if you go by. And we'll probably be taping up the doors in the next few days, because that way we can surprise everyone when we have the walls up and everything painted and cleaned. And actually, it's in very good shape right now. We could host things in there, but we want to get some things in place so that first impression when you come and say, wow, look what God has done. But I just thank God for our radio board that has the vision, wants to serve God and serve the listener more effectively in the days ahead. And just the unanimous vote, not just, yeah, let's move this forward, but let's enthusiastically see and anticipate what God's going to do and how it will bless the listener. So needless to say, the last few days have been just filled with, oh, God, I just love this place. I want to go in there and pray. Holly and I went in there yesterday and just sat for a little while and kind of took it all in. Wow, Lord, allow this location to be filled with your spirit, with your presence. Allow the Christians that come into the mall and into this location to, if you will, impose your spirit, your presence, your kingdom power so that lives will be transformed and we can be a vehicle, a blessing to pastors as we interview them or introduce them to our radio listeners or have special speakers. And we talked about, like, if we had a big screen and we could have a teaching night, but primarily it'll be where I'll do a lot of interviews and radio work, and with the technology and such, we can do some live things there. And we can't wait to see how God will utilize it. And it'll give a place for you to pick up that yard sign or that Great News Radio tote bag and a program guide. And you can point, yeah, that's where the station is. And I'll be there a lot. Marianne Offenstein will assist along with Holly and some volunteers. And Karen will make appearance from time to time. And maybe Bethany might be out there. You know, we're working on the scheduling and how to cover 9 to 5 each day, 6 days a week, and with the singing men on Monday nights. And we'll just see how God works that and who he raises up to assist and help and be those greeters or those hosts that can kind of show people around, either when I'm recording or, you know, when maybe I'm not there and they can say, here's the studio, here's the conference room. You know, there'll certainly be a grand opening celebration. And wait till you, I don't know, have you, oh yeah, you're one of the few that have seen my little, I'll just call it my little container. You know what's inside it and how it can be utilized. Once I get those delivered and featured, I think our listeners that show up will be very blessed by that. And so probably we'll have a special grand opening weekend or week where we'll encourage our listeners to come out and see what God has done, what their resources have brought us toward. And this newsletter that'll be going out today or tomorrow, it kind of spells out in a pamphlet form. Thank you again, Jason, for dreaming and putting pictures and text all together. But that'll list the 20 reasons on how we see God working through this new Great News Radio Center, along with a letter that I cast the vision of how we see God moving it all forward and how this new studio and office space will enhance the ministry and help us serve the listener even better, along with some other encouraging ways for them to get involved financially, obviously. And we have a dream list of like 8 different items that we hope in the days ahead. That grand piano, I think, will really help with the singing men rehearsals, and looking for a really nice conference table so we can gather around that and hold meetings and prayer times, along with some other things that we'll need to really have this be a state-of-the-art studio and a blessing to our listeners. So if you've been involved in the radio ministry the last few years and have supported us, expect to receive this mailing in the next few days. And if you're new to the radio ministry, or maybe you've never written in or called us, do that today so we can get your name on an envelope and send this to you. We're very excited to share the news and share the blessing on how we see God moving this forward. Now in our 21st year, we're going to have a very accessible studio and station so that you can come and stop by and feel a part of things. and pray with us and be served by us and pick up program guides and the other fun things that we'll be handing out. And you can say to your friend, come on over to Lincoln Square Mall and look at the studio and see what God has done these past 20 years now into our 21st year. So thank you, Jason, for your own involvement, co-hosting Wednesday and Friday with me and catching the vision and being like me, like our board. Lord, how can we serve and honor you through these broadcasts and through this ministry, and yet how can we effectively evangelize and educate and edify our listeners and cast that vision so that the unchurched can come and find out more and be a part of things and have that transformational work that the Lord Jesus wants to do in all of us to bring us into that deeper relationship with God so we can be His kingdom agents, bringing healing and hope to the world, the hope that the Lord Jesus Christ offers all of us. So, it's a glorious day. I'm excited. I can't wait to get over there today and do some more little cleanup. I was doing ceiling tiles, and actually the other day I was going out with a ceiling tile. This was on Wednesday, and it just so happens, you know, God's providence. One of the great maintenance guys, I know all three of them, they all work these 8-hour shifts, so there's always somebody on duty there. But Jeff saw me walk in. He says, how's it going over there? And I said, it's going great. Hey, where can I get some of these ceiling tiles? They have two variations in the ceiling, and you can kind of distinguish the differences. I want to get all the same. And he goes, hey, follow me. So we walk into the back room. He said, here's a whole stack. You can have them all. You have to cut them in half, but they'll fit, and this is how you do it. Just use them. I was like, thank you, God, you just saved me about $400, you know. And so he just said, you know, just tell Pete or me. And so possibly today I'll install some of the rest of those. We'll see how it goes. You know, it's a lower priority, but it's something that I want to get that done. So then when we paint and then we can steam clean the carpets, which are in great shape. But we just want this to be a studio environment, a place that people can come and be proud of and just feel like, wow, this is really neat. This is our station. This is where ministry is taking place. So, thank you, God. Thank you, everyone, for your prayers. Thank you, God, for the unique ways you've worked through the board and the staff. Everyone's on board. Those key volunteers can't wait to get there. Our bookkeeper that drives in from Danville, it's going to be an easier trip for her instead of going all the way to the tower, which incidentally doesn't have a bathroom. So for 21 years, I kind of had learned to have kidneys of steel. Now, anyways, this is kind of, it's full service. There's that restaurant in the food court that I absolutely love what they offer, and I can't wait to utilize various volunteers. So it's an easy place to gather, to pray, to assemble newsletters, to do things together, and, you know, just to minister. And a special guest I had over here the other day, he said, you know, Mark, hospitality, that's going to be something now that station can do in new and wonderful ways. And we've talked a little about that over the air. Lord, how can we advance your kingdom, advance your gospel, and, you know, allow that listener to feel a part of things. So, all right. Oh, what, 17 minutes into the program? Have you gotten to say anything yet?
I'm just listening. Soaking it all in.
Well, you've been a part. I appreciate just the various ways that God's at work. And to Him be the glory, like the Hallelujah chorus that we played as we're running out of time. He shall reign forever and ever. And that's what I want to continue to proclaim faithfully, using this radio ministry through the broadcast. That's our primary calling. Educate, edify, and evangelize those who tune in. But we always from the beginning said and attend radio events and gatherings, and may we do that to His glory. And so I'm going to close out again with that Hallelujah chorus. It's just such a great song with such a great message. And thank you, God, for sending the Lord Jesus Christ, that redemptive work that only you could do because of His sinless nature and His passion to redeem mankind to you. And so we thank you, Father God. How about, Jason, you close our time in prayer, and I'm going to close out with this Hallelujah chorus.
Sure. Lord, we just thank you for what you've done on our behalf. And Father, we want to give you all the credit, all the glory, for all the joy that we're experiencing in this moment. Father, we think about how when David stood against Goliath, the circumstance that seemed so much bigger than himself, and he said, I used to keep sheep from my father, And sometimes lions and bears would come in. And every single time I delivered the lamb from the mouth of the lion, from the mouth of the bear. And then David went on to say, but it wasn't me who did it. It was the Lord who every single time delivered that lamb. And Father, we just want to trust in you, that you will deliver us in your appointed time. Father, you will bring us to the place that you have prepared for us in your appointed time. And Father, our job is, as Mark said, to have these seasons where we wait and we watch and we pray and we thank God, even in the midst of difficulty, as we watch you working all things out, the Bible says, for your glory. And so, Father, we thank you that all those days of waiting and watching and wondering and praying and, you know, just at times, Father, struggling, have all poured into this moment where our voices cry out to heaven, and we thank you. Holy, holy, holy Lord, the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. Father, we just pray right now for the space that you've brought forth, that you've prepared for Great News Radio. Father, we pray that you will use it for your glory. Father, we pray that you will open our eyes and our hearts in the ways that it needs to be opened up to present Christ to people. Father, I pray that in that mall, that this space becomes a beacon and a light for people who need hope, who are desperately searching for hope. And Father, as Christians, we are the people who hold hope because we have Jesus Christ, who is the hope of glory. And so, Father, we just pray that we would be that light to all people in that space and in every place that we go. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And all of God's people said, amen.
Amen.
More to say in the days ahead. We'll close out now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.